A Backward Look. Of course, the three famous stories you have just read are only a few of the many such tales. As you go on through school and in your reading outside of school, you will meet with other storytellers and with other stories that almost everyone knows. Which of the stories you have just read interested you most? Why was it the most interesting one to you? Without turning back to the stories, can you tell two or three valuable lessons these stories taught? In this part of your book, there was a poem. What did that poem teach? Did one of the stories teach much the same lesson as the poem? If you had to make one of these stories into a play, which one would you choose? Which would be the hardest to make into a play that could be acted in school? Why? Your school reader can only introduce you to the famous storytellers. You will have to get acquainted with them yourself. Why not let Nathaniel Hawthorne entertain you with his Wonder Book and his Tanglewood Tales? Surely, you will want to get Howard Pyle's Book of Pirates and learn of the strange way in which Tom Chist came to live with Matt Abramson and of what he did after he found the treasure chest. In the back of your book, on page 450, you will find a list of stories that never grow old. These books will give you many pleasant hours of reading. They are the kinds of stories that you will like to read over and over again, just as many other people have done for years. Remember that the librarian in your town or your school is always ready to help you find good books to read.